Today, Australian counter-terrorism officials fear local Islamic State supporters will be energised by a new speech believed to be by the group's reclusive leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The audio recording was released by the militant group overnight, fueling US suspicions the IS chief is in hiding on the Iraq-Syria border, not dead, as Russia claimed earlier this year. The speech urges the weakened militant group to fight to the death in Syria and Iraq and appears to call on supporters around the world to attack the media. Sean Rubinstein Dunlop reports.
Islamic State released this audio recording overnight of a speech it says is by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. US intelligence officials have told the BBC they believe it is the reclusive IS leader and that it was recorded as recently as August. In Australia, senior counter-terrorism officials have told the world today they're worried the speech will re-energise local Islamic State members who've been demoralised by the group's retreat in Syria and Iraq. They're not the only ones alarmed.
This signals that perhaps something could happen in celebration of his announcement.
Tom Sanderson is a security analyst from the United States Center for Strategic and International Studies who interviews jihadists around the world to gauge the terror threat. He says the speech will have counter-terrorism authorities on heightened alert.
Certainly it would motivate young men and some women to now act on this where they feel that their leader is alive, that the cause is still alive, and that therefore this would be a good time to mark that development with a strike of some sort.
If it is al-Baghdadi, what is the message he's giving here to his militants?
The message is alive, well, and relevant, and perhaps lethal. So this is a clear demonstration by Baghdadi that he has not been killed, that the battle continues, and that he will be the one to carry it forward and stand at the vanguard of the global jihadi movement.
How will this inform strategy against IS by the coalition fighting it and by counterterrorism authorities around the world?
Well, I think most counterterrorism authorities and those fighting the Islamic State have assumed that he's been alive. So I don't think it'll transform or translate into any significant changes. The change that it does suggest here is that other fighters will be stimulated by this and they will have a boost in their morale, and you could have a boost in recruitment. The foreign fighter flow has abated significantly. In fact, ISIS has made a call to battle where they are vectoring new fighters to Marawi in the Philippines, where I was last week. So you could see more people diverting and going to Syria and western Iraq, given that their leader has sort of resounded the call to battle there. And that is certainly going to stimulate them and bring others to the fore here.
If the recording is of Baghdadi, it would be his first speech since November. Russia claimed to have killed him in an airstrike in May, but the US believes he's in hiding on the Syria-Iraq border. The speech appears to give little instruction to Islamic State militants, but does urge them to fight to the death in Syria and Iraq, and calls on supporters around the world to attack what he calls information centres, an apparent reference to the media. Jacinta Carroll is a former Defence Department senior executive who's now with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. She says a recent alleged Islamic State plot to smuggle a bomb onto a plane in Australia suggests senior terrorists in Syria and Iraq have a direct line to supporters here.
The concern now is that we are seeing this type of direction happening. We saw the technical capability being provided by ISIS-aligned groups to enable the Sydney aviation plot that was disrupted, and we're seeing funds, plans and some people going into places like the Philippines to make attacks occur. So the impact of hearing Baghdadi's voice is that it appears that this very embattled group still has their leader and he provides some rallying point. It likely will not change the current threat level for Australia. It probably won't in and of itself cause people to mount a particular attack, but it will provide a continued rallying point to do things in the name of this group.
The recording was released overnight as one of Islamic State's most senior Australian members, who was captured late last year, Neil Prakash, faced court in Turkey and admitted to being partly responsible for terrorist activity in Australia. Police want to bring him home to charge him over attacks in Australia. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, says it's too early to say whether that will happen, but Australia is working to identify other foreign fighters and cut off their influence here.
I'm pleased, like any leader is from any civilised country, that the influence of ISIL and Daesh is being reduced every day. They're being eliminated. So we'll continue to work with our partners to identify whether they're Australians or not, those people that have been involved in fighting and in, as foreign fighters. And those people, as we said on a number of occasions, will face the full force of the law. Whether it's in Turkey or Australia, people will be prosecuted where there's evidence to that effect.
The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, ending Sean Rubinstein Dunlop's report.